This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hypnosis Information and General Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Tessa Bowne, a Reiki Master Healer and hypnotherapist. Tessa is passionate about natural healing and helping people live their lives to the fullest. She practices in Ridgefield, Westport, and Cross River, New York. Tessa, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. So first of all, what is Reiki and what can Reiki do for those that are interested?
Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing. It's administered by laying on hands, and it's based on the idea that an unseen life force energy flows through us and is what causes us to be alive. And if one's life force energy is very low, then we are more likely to get sick or feel stressed. And if it's high, we are more capable of being happy and healthy. Rei means higher power, God's wisdom. And Ki, it means life force energy. So Reiki is actually spiritually guided life force energy that's flowing. And this energy is channeled through the practitioner's hands into the client. Reiki can bring deep relaxation. It soothes your emotions, reduces negative feelings. It can also help you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, people report better digestion, they feel less pain, and they sleep a lot better. Emotionally, you can see people feeling less anxious, people are definitely less depressed, and they're less angry. Mentally, people feel more focused, not as scattered or irritable, and they find it's easier to pay attention. Spiritually, people feel a deeper connection to themselves and just people around them. They feel less isolated and alienated. And in whole, they feel life has more value.
Well, how can Reiki help illnesses such as asthma, cancer, fertility issues, trauma, depression, and anxiety?
Well, as Reiki treats the whole body and not just the symptoms, it can assist in the treatment of almost all these conditions. It also eases the pain of more chronic diseases, and it helps reduce the negative side effects of drugs and other treatments. Reiki recognizes that it's not our problems that need healing, but our whole self. And Reiki works by clearing away the blockages that prevent us from being whole.
And understanding you're a hypnotherapist, what is hypnosis and what can it do for the listener?
Well, it's a wonderful tool to use to relax the mind through guided imagery. Your focus turns inward and you become very relaxed and you're more open to suggestions. In hypnotherapy, you can learn these techniques that empower you. Deep within your subconscious mind, you learn how to implant specific, positive, supportive, and uplifting ideas, beliefs, attitudes, feelings, and images that support your stated goals. And with these new ideas, you refresh your subconscious mind so that you can overcome the blocks, manifest these desired behaviors, and you can reach your goals. In hypnotherapy, we work on sending positive messages to the subconscious to reverse the damage and create a positive mindset. It helps with lifelong phobias, addictions, sleep issues, and traumas. It's so wonderful for motivation, and it does instill self-confidence. It even improves and supports sports performance.
Today we are visiting with Tessa Bowne, a Reiki Master Healer and hypnotherapist, and can be followed on Twitter at Tessa Bowne. Here on eHealth Radio's Hypnosis Information and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Can anyone be hypnotized, even children?
Yes, some people find it easier to relax than others. By the same token, some people are able to go into trance more quickly and more deeply than others. about 85% of people can go into at least a light trance. Even for those people who do not enter in, even in a light trance state, hypnosis may still be helpful to assist their relaxation and improve their suggestibility to constructive comments and suggestions. Yes, children can be hypnotized, because children are naturally imaginative and they naturally and easily engage in hypnosis and respond well to these hypnotic suggestions for such a wide variety of problems. For example, self-esteem issues, anxiety, behavior problems, habit change, and certain medical issues.
And finally, how can hypnotherapy help with reaching goals and help with sports performances?
Visualization and mental rehearsal is very effective. By stating your goal and seeing it through over and over again, you are affirming your own positive behavior. If you can think it, say it, and see it, you can do it. Sports is a perfect example. As you participate, you may work very hard at training your body, but all the hard work may not train your mind to be an athlete. It's actually one sports psychologist for a U.S. Olympic team says that 80 to 90% of an athlete's performance is in the mind. And this involves using your imagination, your thought process, and your attitudes to provide incentive support, reinforcement of your physical skills. Hypnotherapy can help instill these positive suggestions and help back you up. It can inspire you, and it can empower you.
Very good information. How about telling us where the best place for our listeners to be in contact and also where they can get more information?
I'm located in Ridgefield, Connecticut. I also practice in Westport, Connecticut and Cross River, New York. You can find me on my website, www.TessaBaum, Reiki.com.
Well, easy enough. In conclusion, Tessa, what one tip or a bit of advice could you leave with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
I would recommend using a mindful meditation to just slow down. Most of us are whizzing through life without even noticing that we're alive. Learn to focus on the here and the now. Once a day, sit down in your space. Close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathe slowly and listen to your breath as you inhale, then as you exhale. Be aware of all that is occurring within your body, the sounds of your heart, the lightness of your arms, the flow of your spirit. Meditate for 10 minutes, then open your eyes and gently move back into the world.
Certainly been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Tessa Baum, a Reiki master healer and hypnotherapist who is passionate about natural healing and helping people live their lives to the fullest with practices in Ridgefield and Westport, Connecticut and Cross River, New York. And the website of reference is simply TessaBaumReiki.com. Tessa, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hypnosis Information and General Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.